Welcome to the provocative world of cis society, where we fearlessly embrace taboos around sensuality, intimacy, and sexuality and dive deep into the shadows. This is Taboo Talks, where no topic is off limits. Join us as we expand our compassion and embrace our shadows, bringing us to the light. And today, we're absolutely thrilled to dive into our new electrifying taboo topic. Sex magic. Yes. A practice that is steeped in ancient mysteries, from the sacred rites of Egyptian temples to the secret teachings of tantric masters. Sex magic has always been a potent force for transformation and empowerment, harnessing the life force energy of sexuality to manifest our deepest desires and to connect with the divine. And today we are joined by our incredible guest, Kristen Alexis, to uncover some of these secrets. Kristen is a trauma-informed somatic and sacred sexuality practitioner with an educational background in behavioral psychology and tantra. It's her life's mission to support women in coming home to their bodies and healing from trauma using pleasure as the portal for transformation. So, without further ado, welcome to our show, Kristen. We're so grateful to have you with us and so excited to jump into this super juicy topic.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here and I can't wait to dive in. I'm so excited about
Yes.
this topic. Like Alfina mentioned it like a couple months in a row. It was kind of tossed around in ideas and I was like, I don't know. I feel like being in the shadow, and finally sex magic came up and I was like, all right, it's time. We're doing it. So yeah, we're really excited to have you here and share your light, your knowledge, your illuminated ways with us.
Oh, thank you. So I think every listener probably just wants to know, like, what is sex magic? Because we hear lots of different things around it. And so from your perspective, what is sex magic? And maybe just a little bit of your journey and how you found out about it and how you're practicing it now.
Yeah, beautiful. I love that. Okay, so sex magic is really like a ritual practice, and it involves, of course, the act of sexual intimacy for an intended like purpose or let's say like outcome. Yeah, and we can do this practice with ourselves or we could do it with a lover, and it's really about like harnessing and cultivating the power of our sexual energy. And sort of like alchemizing it so that we may experience this profound result or the end desire that we're looking to go towards. Because normally sex magic practices, they have like a specific intention or desire, right? And so we can use it in many different ways. We could use it to manifest something we desire. We could use it to connect deeply to divinity. We can use it to connect more deeply to our partners. And we can even use it to heal trauma and release pent-up emotions that's stored in the body. So it can be used for multiple, like different purposes. The one thing I feel that is really important is for us to look at like the words sex magic, right? For me, like when I think about like these two words, like sex, I obviously think about like sexual energy and our life force energy, that creative energy that we all have as human beings and that rests in our sacral chakra. And then magic, like when we think about this word and like the definition, it's really about the power to influence like the course of events using sort of like mysterious or supernatural forces. And for me, that's exactly like what sexual energy is. It's like a supernatural life force that we all get to partake in.
I got full body chills on that one, baby. That's so beautiful. Okay, so I love that definition. I hear that it's a potent way to connect a desire, to manifest it and bring it into the real world, deepen the
Yeah.
space of your divinity, deepen your relationships. Like I'd love to get into the nitty-gritty of it, and if you're open to sharing like a specific practice, like from start to finish, like A, B, C, what would one move through if they want to start to embrace and welcome this practice in?
Okay, so the way that I was taught to do sex magic, and just to give an idea of my background, is that I was trained a couple years ago, actually like 4 years ago now, as a tantric coach, and specifically in the realm of like sacred sex and relationships. Yeah, and so the way that I was taught is kind of like, I would say it takes in both like Neo Tantra and also like a little bit of classical Tantra as well. Yeah. So the first thing that we were taught to do was create and set up ritual space, you know? And this is like one of the foundational pieces of sex magic and what makes it different from just having sex with a partner or just like getting intimate with yourself, you know? I think this, when we set up ritual space, what it really does is it like helps to prep our brain to engage in sacred sexuality, and it helps to bring us into a space where we can essentially set intentions and we can remind ourselves why we're even engaging in this practice in the first place, you know? And I think that that's super, super important. So definitely the first thing would be setting up a ritual space, and how you would do that is really simple. You can, you know, decide where you want to do it, whether it's in the bedroom or on the floor, you know, just somewhere that feels comfortable and safe for you. And then you can set out like either a specific sheet or a specific like article of clothing that you want to wear, or you can use candles or crystals or whatever magical tools you want to do. And then you will essentially create like what we would call is like a witch's circle, right? Where you walk around in a circle, like with your finger pointing to the ground, and you create like almost this energetic field of protection that like guards the space and holds the intention that you're going to set. And then you enter into the space, usually in the middle. Yeah. So this is part of like the ritual. And then once we've done that, then we can sit either with ourselves and with our partners and begin to set an intention. So we can begin to focus on what we'd like to receive, how we want to engage with our sexual energy. We can begin to even like envision the desire that we have, imagine ourselves already having it, and begin to also like create the energy of already having the desire. So I've done this in terms of I've done sex magic with partners before, and we would usually start off in like yabhyam position, which is a tantric position where the woman straddles the man as he's in like lotus. And we would start off with like eye gazing and synchronized breathing and setting our intention together, you know, and really connecting from the heart. And then we would start like building the energy through breath play. And we would start building the energy through like moving our bodies, not really speaking, but just using the sexual energy and the sexual desire and the intimacy between us to build that energy. And then you kind of go from there. Normally it's really intuitive from there. So like however you want to be touched or however you want to engage with that sexual intimacy with yourself or with your partner. And you always have to keep like this intention in mind of like why you're doing this, you know, and what it is that you're really like giving the sexual energy to. And I think that that's the most important thing, is like remembering to direct the sexual energy to something specific. Yeah. And then once you've like allowed yourself to get to the height of pleasure, which is really juicy and beautiful, I think this is where like you can really like see the effects. So like a thing that like my partner and I used to practice while doing sex magic is like as we were orgasming, we would like actually say like mid-orgasm, like we give it all to you, God, we give it all to you.
Yes.
It would be really juicy and beautiful because it was like directing the sexual energy straight to divinity. And usually for us, it really heightened our experience and our intimacy together. And if there was something else that we also wanted to like call into the space or something tangible that we wanted to manifest, it would usually happen. Like I've never really done a sex magic practice and the thing that I desired didn't happen. You know, I remember once I was like trying to manifest like $9,000, and I was just like, all right, let's do some sex magic for this 9K. And I know that's like a really specific number, but like I really wanted it for something specific. And so I was like, all right, let's go. So my partner and I, we did everything and it was really beautiful. And then like at the other thing is like, you know, once you've done this practice, once you've done like sex magic, you really have to just be able to hold the energy for the timeline until you receive your desire, you know? And I think that this was really important for us because we held that same energy throughout the entire week, and like we held the like excitement and the play and the joy and the like sensations of bliss like all throughout, and we were just having fun, and then we weren't even thinking about the money. And then Friday somebody messaged me and said, hey, are you available for 6 months of coaching? And I said, yes, I am. Would you like to pay me? Here's my PayPal. You know.
Wow, that's incredible.
Oh.
I've never heard somebody sharing this piece of like holding that same frequency after the
Yeah.
ritual over, and how that's so an important part of the process of the manifestation
Yeah.
coming.
And also the
Is
closing is important as well, you know. And this is something I kind of missed in my steps because I was just like flowing. But like the closing of the space is also important, you know. Something that I have learned throughout my years as a tantric and sacred sexuality coach, as well as like engaging in like BDSM, is like that aftercare is so important. And to close the space, like really connecting with your partner, going back. For me, I like to close the space the way that I've started it. And so going back into the same position that we started it. For us, it was Yabyum, going back into the same like eye gazing, breathing. And of course, the energy is a little bit different. There's maybe not that sensation of like euphoria, but it's like this really dropped into the heart space, compassionate care, softness. You know, and recognizing like your partner as the manifestation of either masculine or feminine divinity, and really meeting them in that space and closing off and just like thanking them for their presence and their like love and the joy that you just shared together. And then, you know, like closing off the space together. So getting up and like telling like God or whatever higher source you believe in, like thank you, and taking out all the crystals, like you know, like I like to draw the circle, the same circle of protection that I drew in the beginning. I draw it in the opposite direction as well to like close the space. And so this is also really an important piece of the ritual.
This is all just so touching and moving because it's just like such a compassionate, tender way to connect with the divine, to connect with your magic, to honor your desires. This word ritual has been coming up so much, right? Like make life a ritual. And like if we're bringing that ritualistic energy to our sexuality, which is our most potent force, right? It's like what we're made of. It's like it's our life force energy. If you connect us to, like you spoke into the results, like $9,000 in your bank account, you know, like in a few months. And as you were speaking into this, I was just feeling like my soul, spirit, body, feeling the resonance, you know, just like full body chills, full body chills, full body chills. And yeah, like I can feel the intensity of making this a regular practice in my life. And what I'm curious about is since you've started implementing this practice into your life, like obviously I hear that you've received this money, but how else has your life expanded? How else has your life shifted since beginning to incorporate sex magic into your life?
Yeah, for me, honestly, my first, I would say, engagements, connections relating to sex magic, my first experiences, they weren't actually about manifesting anything. You know, when I first started doing it was because I was actually trying to heal my body. I used to experience a lot of pain. And during penetrative sex, and it was really, really uncomfortable. And it would make me and my partners not actually want to have penetrative sex because it was just painful. And it not wasn't necessarily painful in the way of like, let's say my partner was like hitting all the wrong spots. It was actually like painful to enter my body. Like, so it's like as soon as like they
they tried to enter like that vaginal canal, my body would like reject and be like no and close down. And so it was actually like painful to even just like have anything inside of me, even just like a small finger. Like it was really, really intense. And this, I think, came from like years of, you know, just being sexually repressed and growing up in a super Catholic home and going to a Catholic school with nuns and being told that like sex is terrible and you'll basically like go to hell and God will like hate you and all of the things. And I think my body was just like rejecting it so hard, you know. And also like my mom, she got pregnant really young with me and my brother. My brother's older by 5 years, but she got pregnant really young. And she always like, you know, sort of mentioned how like getting pregnant young sort of just derailed her life and her life plans. And so I was really afraid. I was like, oh my God, I don't want to have to be derailed. Like I have things to do, places to go. And so my body was like, when it came to sex or any sort of like penetration. And so for me, like when I was using sex magic, it was really to heal this part of my body. And I have found that, you know, in using sex magic and in using things like crystal wands in my sex magic practice for myself, has really helped me to release all of the tension and the armor that my yoni was holding on to. And it has also helped to release like trauma as well. Like I've had some big emotional releases using sex magic practices. And even right now, like I'm moving through a breakup, and so it's super emotional because, you know, I still am very much in love with my partner. It's not like we broke up because we hate each other. It's actually just like our values are no longer in alignment, and so like there was no choice for me but to leave, you know. And so I'm using it right now, like I've used it this week to like actually help me move through some of my emotions and to get me to the other side. Because sometimes it's like you wake up and all you want to do is like crawl back into bed, but it's like, no, I have clients to see. There's work that needs to be done. There are people who require my presence. And so it's like, okay, what's the most loving thing I can do for myself? It's like, okay, I can actually touch my body in a way that, you know, inspires that love and inspires that fire and inspires that creativity all over again. And I can give myself that nourishment of touch in a way that feels really sacred and really healing when I'm moving through a difficult time.
Thank you so much for sharing. This feels so resonant and like kind of what led me to sex magic and using it more in terms of like a way of forming deeper intimacy with my own yoni and my own pleasure. And yeah, the manifestation is a piece that I feel like we all really are like that people focus on when they think of sex magic. Mm-hmm. But I would love to hear more around like how, what sex magic would look like differently, like maybe a different step-by-step or just overall like process of how we would use it for healing. And specifically, mm-hmm. like I've heard that we can use, you know, our sexual energy to actually physically heal certain parts of our body too, like sending sending that pleasure, sending that sexual energy to different physical ailments to also heal those. So I'd love to hear more about that and how that process of more of using it for yourself and your own healing looks different than using it with a partner for manifestation.
Yeah, it's super different. For me, like when I engage with, and so for me, like when I engage with it with myself, I call it self-pleasure because it just feels nicer. And so just changing that name as well like feels better, because like the magic is like, yes, it's alchemy and it's like transformational and it's beautiful, but when I think about healing, it's like, well, what do I want on the other side of healing? And it's like, I want pleasure, I want to feel good, I want to feel blissful. And so for me, like I really like changing the language, like when I'm using it for myself, and I feel like language is really important. So I like to change it a little and say that when we're doing it for ourselves, we can call it self-pleasure, because that's really what we want on the other side of everything, right? Is this pleasure, this beauty, this magic, this like blissful feeling. And so for me, like when I'm using it and when I guide clients through it, it's a very different practice, right? When you're doing it for yourself. So I normally start with just something called orgasmic breathing. And this is such a powerful, incredible practice to find like your own, let's say, pleasure inside of your body. Yeah. And it just really opens it up. So orgasmic breathing is pretty simple. It's not a complicated breath practice. You lie like flat on your back, normally with your legs like either straight out, so you're almost in like savasana, like lying down flat. Or you can do it with your legs up as in knees facing the sky, right, lying on your back, and you butterfly your legs a little bit. I find that this is the most powerful one. I find sometimes when people do it lying flat, they tend to fall asleep. So particularly for me, like I tend to fall asleep.
Maybe they were trying to manifest health and rest, and yeah, they got, like that was your
like relaxation.
A conscious desire underneath it. You're like, well done, you hit the nail.
Yeah. And so for me, it's like, okay, we do it with like knees facing up, we're butterflying the legs a little bit, and then we just start to like rock our pelvis like back and forth, like getting that rocking energy. And we can either place our hands on our womb or actually cupping our yoni, and we begin to breathe like in through the mouth and out through the mouth. And this is usually a practice that we can do at home. And so it's a little bit of breath play as well, because you start off like breathing in super slow and exhaling super slow through the mouth. And then as the practice goes on, you can actually start to get into a more intense breathing pattern that could like represent a little bit of hyperventilation, but it doesn't go quite there. You know, it's just almost like, think of using maybe like a more fiery breath. And so it's playing with the elements of like fire and water. Like one is very like slow and soft, and the other one is quite like heightened. And so you're almost like playing with the sexual energy in this way of like rising it and bringing it back down, rising it and bringing it back down. And this breath play also allows the body to really open up. And we're using like our mouth to breathe, because we want to like open up the throat, which is actually connected to our pelvic floor and our vaginal canal, right? Like if we look at them biologically, they look very, very similar. And so this is why we're using like our mouth to breathe instead of like breathing through our nose, for example, in this practice. And once we begin that, then we can begin to, and once we like really start to get into that, then we can begin to do like a breast massage practice, which opens up the heart and really like gets us to feel a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more juicy, a little bit more sensual, and then beginning to like touch ourselves just in whatever way we want to be touched, right? So we can touch our hair, our face, wherever on our body that feels like it needs some touch. And slowly but surely, like I normally guide clients into using some sort of like yoni wand or even their hands to begin to really enter their body like in a really slow, intentional way, and beginning to feel for any spots or any places in the yoni that experiences tension or numbness. Mm. And kind of sending the energy into those spaces of the body. And if they find a spot, so normally we guide like them to touch the external first, the external yoni. So this would be like the mons, the vulva, etc., the clitoris, the inner and outer labia. And then we would essentially guide them to then the perineum and then the vaginal canal and entering slowly. And so even with the entering, there's intentionality. You're not just gonna like enter yourself like in a very like rushed way. It's like every time you want to enter, like the way that I was taught this, it's like we want to enter inch by inch, right? Like a little bit, like centimeter by centimeter, as small as we can go, right? And as slow as we can go. And with every like let's say like with every little bit that we enter ourselves, we're like squeezing and releasing, squeezing and releasing. Mm. With our pelvis and our pelvic floor and the fascia that's in our yoni. And this is so beautiful because people get to experience their yonis in such different ways when, you know, we are doing it more intentional and we are going slow instead of trying to rush to orgasm or rush to get like a outcome. And I find it so, so beautiful, because when we find these places of numbness or of pain or of tension anywhere outside the yoni or inside the yoni, we can begin to place our attention and awareness there. We can begin to breathe into those spaces. We can begin to sound even the pain or what the numbness sounds like. We can begin to even like cultivate a deeper, let's say, relationship with that part of ourselves, because so many times when we experience numbness or tension or pain or anything that's uncomfortable, we want to reject it. And it's like, actually, can we expand our capacity to hold the discomfort and sit with the discomfort? Because this is actually what expands our capacity for pleasure, right? Our capacity to hold pain and to hold like the full extent of the human experience is also what gets us to these like full body orgasmic states. And so this is just a practice that I like to walk clients through. And, you know, as we're using either whatever tool we're using to enter ourselves, it's like we're not using it specifically to, you know, get ourselves to a cervical orgasm, even though sometimes this can happen with the motions that we're doing, right? But the real, I think, magic about this and the real beauty about this is that you learn to be at home in your own body. And you learn that your body is, especially the womb and the vaginal canal, is such a mysterious, beautiful place to be explored. And she's almost like, for me, when I think about the womb space, I think of like the void where nothing and everything exists, this space of darkness where all possibilities lie, but also where there's death and rebirth and so many powerful pieces, right, that exist within us as women. And I think this is something that everyone should explore.
This is so interesting to hear, like the differences in these types of sex magic rituals and practices. And I feel like just from what I've studied too, that there are so many different ways to do it, like with the breathing too. Like I've also been practicing this style where you pull the breath in from the root and then you kind of breathe up and you breathe into all the chakras until you reach the crown, and that's when you kind of experience that peak pleasure and send your orgasms through the crown. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if like maybe you could even guide us listeners through this mouth fire water type of breathing, even just for a couple of minutes, even for like 1 minute, just so we can kind of feel what that orgasmic breath feels like.
Yeah.
And then also just one more question for you around all of this too, is like, is an actual physical orgasm needed to experience the manifestation, or can we energetically orgasm? Can we do it in other ways too?
Yeah, for me, when I refer to orgasm, I don't necessarily refer to like this very short peak experience that we have. For me, the word orgasm like equates to the word bliss. So if you get to a place where you can feel the bliss,
yeah,
and you can feel the happiness and you can feel the joy and you can feel all of the pleasure and you are present with it, then that's also experience of orgasm, right? Like in classical like tantra and in the way that I was taught to navigate tantra and this world of sacred sexuality, is that there are many different types of orgasms.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like you could have an orgasm washing the dishes, you could have an orgasm eating some ice cream. Like there are so many different types of orgasms, and it doesn't necessarily need to be just like this peak experience of, you know, the man ejaculating or the woman having this like really beautiful explosive peak experience from clitoral orgasm. For me, orgasm just means that like we've reached the bliss. We can feel the bliss. We can feel the pleasure. We can have full presence, that we're experiencing this magic in this moment, that we are so happy and joyful and we have so much aliveness and vitality. And that's it. That's all you need.
Thank you. That feels really good, because sometimes I feel like I put a lot of pressure on myself. Like I have to have that peak, you know, orgasm, that peak ending in order for it to feel complete, but kind of like overlooking, like glossing over this like infinite, flowing, orgasmic bliss state that I'm usually in, like, the whole time. And it's easy to tunnel vision in on this, like, ending. But just to reframe that, that whole orgasmic experience is what we're really calling into these spaces, like the bliss and the pleasure is that frequency that we want to be attuned to when we're calling in our desires. And I just want to touch on one more thing before you guide us through a little breath is just to share, like, or to reflect on what you were saying, that sometimes these practices can bring a lot of pain. And I just want to, like, also piggyback off what you were saying. The first time that I ever led myself through a sex magic ritual, I started sobbing. Like, I was, like, in hysterics, like, deep grief. And I would never have imagined that based off of the manifestation, the intention I had set. But it was, like, through actually visualizing it and putting myself in that five sense reality, you know, seeing it, hearing it, smelling it, touching it, like, being there in it, that I realized, like, how badly I actually wanted that and how much it was actually missing from my life. And it brought up, like, this deep sense of grief of, like, wow, this is, like, something I really want and something I don't have. And so, yeah, I think it's really normal to move through grief and move through pain and move through discomfort. And then on the other side of that, it's, like, unlocking deeper states of pleasure and bliss to open up. So, yeah, just sharing that with everyone that's listening. Like, if you start crying, if it feels uncomfortable, like, just try to keep going with that, because that's, like, a sign that you're really opening up something, clearing something, and moving through something that's really healing for you.
Yeah. I just want to, like, quickly piggyback on what you're sharing. And then I'm so excited to dive into this orgasmic breath practice. I honestly, an interruption when you were sharing, like, about your peak bliss state, I was like, wait, she's orgasming right now.
Right.
And, like, now. I felt it in my body. I was like, wait, I'm really present. I'm feeling a lot of pleasure. I'm orgasming right now. I was like, this is great. We're all having orgasms on the podcast. But yeah, just like really, I want to, like, just, like, double click on what you shared, and that, like, when we're moving through these practices and these emotions come up, like, just imagine, like, this desire that you have is, like, can be blocked by something in the subconscious, right? And that can be, like, this grief. And in order to actually be able to manifest that, we have to create the space. So, like, oftentimes these practices can be incredibly, like, emotional and dense, but just, like Elfina was saying, like, stick with it, breathe through it. You've got it. It's all part of the process of being able to expand your container to hold more of what you really want. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I wanted to share that.
Thank you. Yeah. I also have a little thing to share. Is that okay?
Yeah, this is what it's all about.
Oh my god. Okay.
So we're eventually gonna get there.
So I feel like, you know, here's the thing, is that for me, orgasm is a sensation that we experience, right? And it's a full body experience. And most of the time when we hear the word orgasm, we automatically assume that it has to be pleasurable, you know, but there are so many different ways to orgasm. Like, there are sadgasms and angergasms, right?
Crygasms.
Oh, great. You know, like, there are so many different types, and there's this kind of, like, when we're experiencing orgasm, like, you know, there's this kind of expansion, this kind of movement, this kind of sounding that's involved in the process, you know, and it's a fully encompassing process, right? Where we're, like, fully there. We're not anywhere else, but there having the experience. And I think that this is something that, you know, we also have to understand is part of the process of connecting deeper with ourselves and deeper with divinity and deeper with bliss, right? Because in every moment that we can be fully embodied and fully present and fully there with ourselves, fully in our body and not in our minds, not projecting in the past or the future or whatever, but fully in the present, in our body, like,
experiencing the sensations and the humanness of it all. Like, this is part of what it means to have an orgasm, because really orgasm is just about this expansion and this movement that really happens inside of the body, you know, that like allows us to be like right there and then.
I'm connecting dots right now. Like, it's just about surrender, right? Yeah. If we're fully allowing emotion to move through us, like our egoic concept of ourselves isn't in control anymore. Like, the divine is. Yeah. Right? Like, if you're really like, oh, I'm feeling this sadness, and you fully feel it, like, your body will often start to undulate. You'll cry, yeah. Right? Like, like, and there was this build of tension in the same way that we experience in like a sexual based orgasm. Yeah. So they're really like, I'm just connecting the dots right now of all of these beautiful types of orgasms that we get to surrender to every day.
And if we think of orgasm as a different word, maybe the word we could like use is expansion, you know, because that's really what orgasm is. It's like an expansion. It's an, almost an altered state of expansion that happens, you know, and whether that expansion is crying or anger or like pleasure, like it's an expansion that's happening, because each of these things, like when we're finished with it, will lead to more pleasure. You know how good it feels to have a really good cry?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, favorite. It feels so good. It's the best release ever. It's like, oh, when you're done, you're like, oh my God, that was so good.
Yes. No, like usually after like a really good cry, I'm smiling immediately after. Like, I'll be like,
me too.
Okay, I'm back.
I laugh at myself. I would have like the most ugly, insane cry. And then like right after I'm done, I'm like laughing. Then I was just like, oh, that was so good. I should cry like this more often. You know? Or like sometimes it could be like I engage in this like anger play, you know, of like, am I allowed to curse on this podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. So like anger play, like pillow fucking. And then like when I'm done, I'm like, all right. Oh, that was so good. I feel so fired up. All this anger out of my body. What can I do next?
Oh, thank you for reminding me of the beautiful practice of pillow fucking. Yeah. I was at this retreat, and one of the like somatic emotional release tools was to like hump the ground and kind of like, you know, like implicitly like fuck it. And it was my favorite practice, because you're just like, oh, and you just like let all of the anger move through your body. It's really hot.
Yeah, so, it's super hot.
My pillow might get some love later.
Oh, so yeah, I would love to. For sure. I would love to segue into a little bit of breath work, just a short little drop in. So anyone that's listening or watching can follow along and kind of maybe demystify all this practice, because it could seem like, for someone that doesn't do ritual, it could seem like, oh, there's so many steps to follow and things to do, and I want to make sure I do it right. And there's like a pressure. And I also just want to say that, like, I feel like there's many ways to practice sex magic. And I love all the tools and intentional ritual guidelines that you share. And I think they're all really beautiful. And I also feel that I don't want people to feel intimidated. Like, wherever you feel like you can start, even if it's just dropping yourself in with a few minutes of breathing and setting an intention, like, start there, like, you know. And if you want to do that whole ritual, like, cleansing space and all of that, like, that's even better. But, like, there's no, like, I just don't want to say there's like a wrong way to do it. And I don't want people to feel intimidated. Just like start where you feel comfortable. And if you want to slowly add more and more to your practice, like whatever feels resonant for you, it's also about customizing the experience for what your intuition is kind of telling you. And that's something I've just learned about ceremonial space in general. Like, we all have our things that work for us. And we all get ideas from each other, but ultimately you have to kind of make it your own. So yeah, without further ado, again, let's drop into a little bit of breathing.
Okay. All right, everyone. So we can just begin by lying down on the floor, on our backs if we want, or just sitting somewhere comfortably and closing down the eyes. Placing our hands either on our womb or cupping our yoni.
And just beginning to bring our attention and awareness into the space of the womb, into the space of the yoni. Just allowing yourself to drop into that space, to call in the energy of your womb and your yoni to be with you in this moment. And for some of us, our womb or our yoni have a name, we can also call in that persona. Without modifying the breath, begin to breathe into the womb space, into the yoni, taking just 5 breaths here. Begin to set our intention for this practice. Whatever needs to be released, let it be released. Whatever needs to be received, let it be received. When we're ready, we can slightly part our lips, open our mouth, releasing our jaw a little bit, and begin just breathing slowly in through the mouth and out without pausing in between. And so the breath should really sound like this. This creates a cyclical movement of the breath. And if it feels good for you, you can begin to rock your hips. You can begin to rock back and forth or to the side, however feels most comfortable for you as you continue to breathe in through the mouth and out through the mouth. Yeah, and yawning is part of it. Beautiful, continuing with this breath. And we can even begin to speed it up a little bit. Feels good for you. You can even begin to make sounds of pleasure. Keep rocking those hips, focusing your energy in your womb space or on your yoni. Moving your body however you want to move. And just allowing yourself to be in this fiery breath. Slow it down again. And begin to touch our body however we desire, however we feel, whatever parts of our body want a little bit of nourishment, a little bit of touch, all okay. Continuing with breathing however feels good for you. Continuing to move and sound your pleasure. Beautiful. You feel ready? You can speed up the breath again. Down. Fixing your hands either on your womb space or cupping your yoni, bringing your intention back to this space and just sending thoughts of gratitude, thoughts of love over to these spaces, these sacred spaces in your body. Allowing yourself to feel connected, to feel sexual energy circulating throughout your whole body, rising from your womb space, from your yoni, up towards your solar plexus, your heart, your throat, your third eye, your crown. Just allowing yourself to circulate this energy that you've just cultivated throughout your whole body, seeing it expand throughout your entire body. Seeing it expand outwards, almost in like a golden egg. 3 inches outside your body. Protecting you, holding you, keeping you safe. Allowing yourself just to rest in this space of safety that you've cultivated for yourself, that you've created. Knowing that you can always come back here with your breath, with your sound, with your movement, and that it is always accessible to you in every moment. Allow yourself to rest into this space. And when you feel ready, take a deep breath in through your nose. Hold. And release with a big sigh. Gently wiggling your toes and your fingers, and just coming back to the present moment.
Yeah, I feel very relaxed.
Delicious. That was
I'm like
so
kind of high.
Oh. Yeah, thank you. Just like it just reminded me of the potency of our own medicine. Oh. Of our breath, right? We don't need anything other than these tools that we have within our body to connect to our divinity, to ourselves, to spirit. Hi, spirit.
She's Elfina, been with us the whole time.
Yeah, Alfina's holding her cat named Spirit. So it in spirit came in at the right time. I have a technical question because this specific orgasmic practice, we focused it towards the feminine and those born with the vagina, but Can men practice the same thing by holding their lingam, by holding their penis? Like, is it the same process for them?
It depends. For cultivating pleasure and for, like rising, because men are definitely going to feel lots of pleasure doing this, especially if they like really get into the groove, you know? So definitely for cultivating pleasure, but there are also other techniques that men can use to like be more in their masculine as well. It just depends, right? It just depends on what is the energy that we're cultivating. But for pleasure, for relaxation, for joy, yeah, they can use this for sure.
Like, this is a like a bliss pill. Like, I feel like
yeah.
So out right now. Oh my god!
The breath, such a portal.
Yeah. That was incredible.
So before we wrap up today, this has been just so dynamic, explosive, juicy, delicious, all of the above. I think we've covered so much in a short amount of time. And I just want to give our listeners and viewers a way to connect with you, Kristen, and connect with your offerings and learn more about all of these practices. So what's the best way our listeners can connect with you?
The best way to connect with me are two ways, actually. They can connect with me on Instagram at my name, Kristen AJ Alexis. The AJ stands for Amanda Justine, which are my middle names. And so they can just type in Kristen AJ Alexis and they'll be on my page. And this is where I share, honestly, the most intimate, juicy details of everything that's going on in my life and all of the practices that I do. And they can also connect with me via my website, which is called Transformational Mindset Coaching. And there they will find a ton of practices for cultivating the sexual energy. They will find workbooks for improving their relationships. They will find all of my offerings. Right now, I have an offering called the Pleasure
Portal. The Pleasure Portal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Pleasure Portal. And it's really a sacred initiation for the woman who wants to experience an elevated sense of like fulfillment and success in her life and business. And so she wants to like open up herself to an easier and more pleasurable way of receiving money without having to like burn out or work super hard. You know, and so this container, it really focuses on like awakening the divine feminine eros and building the masculine foundation. So we're working with like both polarities of like, here is all of this like feminine eros to like keep you alive and vital and healthy and creative. And then also here are the masculine structural pieces that you will definitely need to build a foundation of success.
And we'll link both of these in the show notes for any of you listening to connect with Kristen and her incredible offerings, the Pleasure Portal, and so much more. This work is so important, what you're doing, and truly, like, especially being, you know, a woman entrepreneur, like, we're so accustomed that we have to work in this way that we've seen play out in society, and it's just such a relief to be reminded that we can create and become successful and become wealthy and become happier than we've ever been through this completely different route, through our pleasure, through our bliss, through the surrender, through the orgasm. And yeah, your work on this planet is so needed right now. Your embodiment, I don't want to even call it work, just your embodiment and your wisdom, Kristen, is so important on the planet right now. So thank you so much for sharing these codes with us and taking the time to be here.
Yeah,
such a joy.
Like, so incredibly grateful. And just like this big like piece that I want to just like put a bow on is that's coming online in me is the like the beauty and the vastness of this practice and how it can be used for so much. Like before I was just like, oh, I want like, you know, $10,000. Let me manifest money. I want a new pair of shoes. Let me manifest new, like it was all physical form based. And something that's really landing in my body now is like, I can work with my sexual energy to improve my health, to like work through a breakup or a challenging situation in my life. I can utilize it for absolutely anything. I can use it to connect to God. I can use it to, I mean, there's just like infinite ways that are starting to come online for me. So I just really want to thank you for embodying that and allowing those codes to be transmitted so effortlessly. And yeah, I love you so much. And I'm so happy that you were able to come on today.
Oh, I'm so happy that we were able to have this like discussion and like, you know, like really connecting in sisterhood around these things, like really demystifies it. And I like that we're talking about taboo topics because this is my realm. So I think it really demystifies it for people and it gives them something that they can implement into their own lives. And I really am honored to be here, and it's such a joy to have these conversations. It's such a joy to share with you and to be in sisterhood. I'm really grateful, so thank you.
Thank you so much, and thank you for each and every one of you who has been tuning in to this episode of Taboo Talks. We wouldn't be here without you. And please, if this message resonates, if it's helped you in any way, feel free to share it with anyone else in your life, to like, to subscribe. These all really help us to grow as a movement to get these really important messages out there to the world. And we will be continuing to create more content. And the more that we're supported in these ways, it just helps us to create more. So thank you so much. And before we completely end this show, I also have a message from a sponsor, from an affiliate sponsor that I just want to just tag in here at the end. And I'm really excited about this. I am thrilled to share that one of the most transformational online tools that has truly supported my personal journey of sexual awakening and pleasure activation. And so until about like 4 months ago, I actually really struggled. And I could never orgasm on my own without the help of a toy. And I'm almost 32 years old. I grew up really Christian, really suppressed, repressed for my own sexuality, for my own pleasure. But that all changed when I discovered the OMGS online course. And this course completely revolutionized my understanding of self-pleasure. OMGS is an incredibly user-friendly and entertaining platform featuring hundreds of videos and techniques in easy to digest modules, and it covers alternative perspectives on orgasms and ways to connect with your pleasure and techniques that you've likely never heard of before. The course includes like tutorials and interviews with diverse women sharing their experiences, which make it both informative and relatable. And within just 2 weeks of starting the program, I experienced my first orgasm from my own touch, which was just incredible. I was like crying when it happened. And it's only just kept getting better from there. So yeah, this course has not only changed my ability to orgasm, but has really opened up new realms of self-discovery and sexual intimacy with my partner. And I highly recommend this to any woman who struggles with orgasming, or who wants to just enhance their pleasure, whether they're doing it with themselves or with a partner. And it's been a game changer in my life. So use the link in our show notes as well that we're going to link below to unlock your orgiastic potential with the OMGS course online, and also to support the expansion of cis society. And I feel like this pairs really well with Kristen's offering. Like those of you who are looking to increase your orgasms, that's like one step. And then the next step is like then creating magic from that and going so much deeper into that world of alchemy. So I feel like these two really complement each other so well. And we'll link everything, all the offerings below in the show notes. Thank you so much again. And we'll be back next week for another riveting episode of Taboo Talk.